And if your driving license expired or will expire between March 1st and August 31st, it has or will be extended by 7 months under a government decision. Those over 70 who normally have to furnish a medical report when renewing their license won't have to produce such a report until the end of the year, unless they have a specific condition. Both decisions follow a move earlier to extend learner permits by 4 months. We can find out more from Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring journalist with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, a very good morning to you. Thanks for talking to us. This is a responsive decision in the face of the pandemic.
It is, Brian. More than anything, really, it's managing demand for the National Driving Licence service. Since the COVID crisis, you can no longer just drop into a centre. You have to make an appointment online. And obviously, this has created, you know, a new administration burden and somewhat of a backlog. Now, while it is possible to renew certain driving licences online, there are restrictions in place, so it's not feasible for all applicants. And while the RSA hope to extend this online service, there are still quite a number of people who have to actually attend a National Driving License Centre in order to renew their licence.
So the situation will be that if your licence has an expiry date between those two dates, March 1st and August 31st, it's fine.
Yes, so if your licence, for example, expired on the 10th of March, it will now be extended until the 10th of October. So that's where the 7 months come in. As I said, it's still, and I mean, what they're really recommending people do is apply online if you can, renew online, but that's not feasible for everyone, so they're trying to manage this demand in the actual centre at the moment.
Okay. What about the over 70s, the medical report? You don't have to produce that unless you have a specific condition. How does that arise, and what might that mean?
Yeah, well, this is basically treating the over 70s like any other driver. Prior to March, regardless if you were over 70, regardless of your health condition, you had to actually supply a medical report from a doctor to renew your license. Now, unless you have an underlying specified medical condition, and there are a list of these on the website, so this goes for any driver at any age. If you have an underlying medical condition, you have to supply a medical report, but it no longer stipulates it's for the over 70s. So over 70s without any medical conditions are treated like any other driver, and they don't have to supply this medical report. Now, the thing to remember there is it's till the 31st of December 2020, that extension.
Right, and that presumably is to take any pressure off GPs who won't have to be furnishing these reports to people.
Exactly, and also for the over 70s having to make these unnecessary journeys both into their local GP and into the National Driving Centre, they can now just apply online like everybody else.
Just a final word, Geraldine, about driving tests. What's happening there? Are they taking place?
Yeah, the driving test resumed for cars on Monday the 20th of July, now on a gradual basis. So figures from the Road Safety Authority suggest that between March and July, when the tests were not taking place, about 36,000 people should have actually taken their tests. Now, these are people who have completed their 12 compulsory driving lessons and are therefore eligible to sit the test. So these really are the people who are the first in line to get the driving test. There will be other people who will come online who will be eligible over the next few months, but at the moment the priority is given to these 36,000.
So are they 36,000 people who had a date which was then cancelled?
Yes, these are people who were eligible. They had completed the compulsory driving lessons and they were now eligible, and they should have actually, had the test been going on, they would have actually completed them at this stage.
So in the case of those individuals, they should press ahead and apply for the test, and they will get it, will they? Any idea of how long it takes?
They will, and they have been rescheduled. This has been going on. These have been given a date. I mean, prior to the pandemic breaking out, the RSA were doing about anywhere between about 3,500 to 4,000 tests a week. Now, I've no doubt that capacity is somewhat reduced with the new sanitisation, you know, measures in place. But having said that, they should get through this backlog fairly fast.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Geraldine, thanks so much for that. Geraldine Herbert from the Sunday Independent. Time is 8:44.